नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेश्यमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेदाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिय सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। कर्मणैव हि संसिद्धिम् आस्थिता जनकादयः लोकसङ्ग्रहमेवापि सम्पश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि। यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः तत्तदेवेतरो जनः। स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते।
वी आर सीइंग भगवान्स काउंसलिंग फॉर द क्वेश्चन रेस्ड बाय अर्जुन। ज्ञान मार्ग इज द ग्रेटर वन देन द कर्म मार्ग। वाई यू आर इंसिस्टिंग me to enter into karma marga? Bhagavan initially replied that without doing karma nobody can live in this world. Without preparation, if anybody gives up totally the karma, there is a possibility of being hypocrite, and there is no possibility of giving up all the karmas totally by anyone, whether he is a sannyasi or a grihastha. Moreover, karma, if it is performed with a proper attitude, it will help a person to gain the ultimate knowledge in a gradual manner by providing him chitta shuddhi, then guru prapti, then jnana prapti, and finally atma jnana. Therefore, everyone who happened to be an ignorant person should perform his duties which has come to him by his way of life or by the profession he has chosen already. But for all the people, these panchamaha yajnas are compulsory. Panchamaha yajna, which are in the form of indra yajna, service to the society, bhuta yajna, service to the entire creation, and pitru yajna, service to the parent, and rishi yajna, service to the rishi parampara in the form of studying the scriptures, and finally deva yajna, worshipping the Lord. All these panchamaha yajnas contribute to a person that he will gain chitta shuddhi, purity of mind, in course of time. Therefore, every ignorant person should perform all these panchamaha yajnas for the sake of chitta shuddhi. As far as a jnani is concerned, he is not lacking in anything. He has already found out that he is everything, he is purnaha. Therefore, he is exempted from this karma. Then when Arjuna thought of that, if I am ajnani, then only I need karma. If I am jnani, I may not need karma. So I am exempted from the karma marga, I am exempted from my swadharma. For that hypothetical question, Bhagavan was answering, even if you are a jnani, as long as you live in the society, you have to live as a model to the society. Because if the person who is an influential one, who can be a trendsetter, if he puts a wrong model, then everybody will follow, then ultimately he will be the cause of the chaos and confusion. Therefore, Bhagavan told, Yad yad acharati sreshtaha tad tad eva itara janaha acharati. Whatever the standard is kept in the life of a jnani or an influential person. We saw in the last class, even the parent happened to be the influential person with regard to the children, because the access to the children is only to the parents, more access they have. So when children doesn't have the discrimination power to discriminate what is right and wrong, they simply imitate the parent. Therefore, even the parent happen to be the sreshtaha, they have to conduct themselves in a proper way. As far as society is concerned, any influential person, whether he may be a raja or he may be a sannyasi or he may be any person who can influence the society, he should be a sreshtaha. His acharaha, lifestyle should be a sreshta acharaha. Therefore, O Arjuna, you cannot ask, why should I do loka sangraham? You cannot ask, because Bhagavan told, for the sake of welfare of the society, you have to perform your duties, even though you don't need to perform them. You cannot ask, why should I do loka sangraha? Because you happen to be already an influential person. Through your fame, character and valor, you are already a trend setter. Therefore, you cannot set a wrong example. Your way of life will influence or affect the society. You cannot afford to be a coward by trying to get away from this dharma yuddha. Therefore, if you claim yourself as an ajnani or ignorant person, then you have to perform your swadharma for the sake of chitta shuddhi. If you claim yourself as a jnani, as a wise man, then also you have to perform your duty, keeping the welfare of the society in mind. In the next shloka, Bhagavan is going to quote an example. He himself will be quoted as an example in the next shloka onwards.
Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam vartayeva cha karmani.
A sreshta purusha should be a model and guiding factor in the society. He cannot behave as he likes as long as that person lives in the society. If he lives in the forest where no human being are there, he can have dress or he may not have dress. Like that only, so many sadhus are living in the forest, they are not available to the society. He may take bath, he may not take bath, he may do puja or he may not do puja, because they are out of the society completely. But as long as a person lives in the society, whether he is a grihastha or a sannyasi, he should be a sreshta purushaha. Even if God comes to live in this world as a member of the society, this rule applies for him. Even if he may be an avatara, he has to follow this rule. Here Bhagavan quotes himself as an example. Hey Arjuna, me kartavyam kinchana na asti. I don't have any duty at all to perform. Why don't you have any duty at all? Bhagavan says, because trishu lokeshu anavaptam avaptavyam nasti. Trishu lokeshu anavaptam avaptavyam nasti. It's a beautiful claim. There is nothing unaccomplished by me, and there is nothing which I have to accomplish in future. See, any action should precede two things. One is that action must be to accomplish something which you have not already accomplished. Another thing is, you should have a desire to accomplish it. Some people may not have desire to accomplish in this world. They may be satisfied with regard to this worldly situation, but they may have desire to accomplish in the other worlds. That's why people are ready to die as suicide bombers. People are ready to die. Why? They have found, I have nothing to achieve in this world. If I am dying as a suicide bomber, I will get some sort of pleasures or some conducive atmosphere in the heavens. So there will be something to achieve in the other world. But Bhagavan here says, Trishu Lokeshu Kinchana Nasti. I don't have anything to achieve in the all the three worlds. Why you don't have anything to achieve in all the three worlds? Because Bhagavan says here, I am already a Purnaha, I am everything. Nothing is away from me. Matsap Parataram Nanyadu Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. Bhagavan will tell in the later chapters, he is going to tell that other than me, nothing is there in the world. If nothing is there in the world other than me, where is the question of desiring something? Whether it is artha or kama or dharma or moksha, for a jnani, nothing is there to achieve in this world. Since I don't have any sadhyam, sadhyam means what? Attainable things, things which can be attained. I don't have sadhyam, therefore I don't have sadhana also. Sadhana means all struggles. Since I am already achieved everything, being I myself everything. That is the condition, mental condition of any jnani. And of course Bhagavan also is the greatest jnani, Adi Acharya, Adi Guru. Therefore here Bhagavan says, any sadhanam is required, only two criteria are fulfilled. You should not have that sadhyam already with you. You should not have that sadhyam, whether it is in the form of gaining something in this world or gaining something in the other world. You should not have that sadhyam, and you should have desire to have that sadhyam. Then only you can have any sadhana. Being Ishvara, being Avatara, I am everything. Therefore, I don't have anything to do in this world. But still, Aham Karmani Varte Eva. Still, I remain in my Varnashrama Dharma. Still, I am performing my duties. Why you perform your duties? Bhagavan says, I have taken human body with a particular varna and ashrama. Varna means what? Particular caste or particular group, whether it is a brahmana, kshatriya or vaishya or shudra. According to the guna, human society is divided into four categories. A brahmana who is committed for learning and teaching, a kshatriya who is committed for protecting the society, a vaishya who is committed for bringing wealth to the society by his business, and a shudraha by giving his assistance to the all the other three categories. Here Bhagavan says, I never leave my varna and ashrama, and I am following all my duties. So if you read Bhagavatam or Mahabharatam, you will come to know proof for this claim. Bhagavan here claims that though I don't have anything to achieve in this world, I am all the time engaged in these duties. If you read Bhagavatam, from the day one onwards he was doing duty. First day itself, Putana Samhara happened. Then after 3-4 days, Chakatasura Samhara. All these asuras are troubling the society. Bhagavan had that capacity to remove them. Therefore, he was doing that. His entire life is the proof for this claim of the Lord. As a Kshatriya, he fought with the enemies and protected all his citizens by creating a separate country. Because Jarasandha was on troubling, 21 times he came for war. He was go on troubling. How many times he will fight with your neighbor? So change the neighbor itself. You cannot change neighbors, because to change the neighbor means you should have another country. Bhagavan created one country, removing all the waters from the ocean, it is called Dwaraka. Now it is not there. He created a land, and he told within a day, he called Vishwakarma, divine architect, plan a big country. For us, planning an ordinary house is difficult, getting approval and other than building. So within a day, he has created a country and shifted all the citizens without their knowledge. Yesterday night they went to sleep in Mathura. When they got up early in the morning, they found themselves surrounded by the sea in Dwaraka. That is possible for Bhagavan. So here he says, as a Kshatriya, I protected all my citizens. And even though I am a Purna Vastu, even though with all knowledge I come taking human body, as a Grihastha, I performed all the prescribed duties. Narada Bhagavan himself was the Sakshi. Bhagavatam says, once Bhagavan Krishna got birth, Narada did not go anywhere, it seems. All the time CCTV he was keeping, closed circuit, television. So all the time what Bhagavan is doing, how he is crying like that, from his birth onward, for 110 years, all the time he was with Bhagavan only. So he was the witness. He was wondering how this Bhagavan managing, you can manage people, but you cannot manage your wife. So this Bhagavan is having 10,108 wives. How he is managing all these women? So he wanted to have an experience. So he went to one house. He thought Bhagavan will be in one house, he will not be in another house. So he will create some quarrel like that, he thought. What he found? He found a Bhagavan in every house. One house, as even Narada was entering, Bhagavan was inviting, I.A. Naradji, Baitiye, like that he was doing Pada Puja. Then in another house he went, there he was doing Aditi Puja. In another house he was doing Yaga. In another house he was combing the hair of the wife. These are all there in Bhagavatam, I am not adding anything. And in another house he was cleaning the children. Like that, all the duties of a Grihastha he was doing, even though he was a Purna Vastu. For a Purna Vastu, there is no need for any marriage. Marriage is for only Apurna. Only for those people who consider themselves that I am off and I will be better off if I have another off. But what happens afterwards, it becomes quarter, that is different. They think off plus off will be one. Afterwards it becomes off into off. Off multiple of what? 1/4 it is. So that is the condition. Bhagavan performed all his duties. He did not marry them because he wanted to marry. He married them because they wanted to marry. Narakasura was keeping all these women, princess, in his jail. Bhagavan killed Narakasura and released all these girls, princess, and sent them back to the home. So who will marry all these girls? Nobody was ready to marry. So all these girls thought, only Bhagavan is our shelter. So they sent their fathers asking acceptance for this marriage proposal. So Bhagavan gave appointment to all the fathers. Not one day appointment, same day, same time appointment. So one father doesn't know about the appointment of another marriage. So all the fathers gathered in the assembly where Bhagavan was living in the palace. They were inquiring, for what purpose? No, marriage is there. With whom? With Krishna. Marriage of my daughter is going to happen with Krishna. When? So and so date. Which time? So and so time. So they found all the marriages, the appointment was given same day, same time. So one marriage means at least one prohit is necessary. Prohit means what? Priest is necessary, at least one priest. Then at least 3-4 people to play the drums and trumpets. 2-3 cooks are necessary. Marriage means people should come and bless. 100 or 200 people, guests are necessary. Where you will get? Where you will get? Bhagavan decided, I myself will become everything. That's what Bhagavatam says. He was the bridegroom. He was the mela karta. He was trumpet karta. He was the cook, he was the guest, and he himself became the food also. So that was his yoga maya that was happened. Even though he was Jagat Guru, he went to Shantipani Ashrama to learn. Where is the question of Bhagavan learning? So he went to an ashrama, Shantipani Ashrama, to learn. How many days stayed there? 64 days. 64 days, 64 vidyas over. Only introduction. Omkara, they put name of the vidya, is told. Music vidya over. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. That's what Shishupala was telling. Krishna is an illiterate fellow. Only 64 days he stayed in the school and he did not learn everything. You people are telling him he is Jagadguru, Jagadguru. What he learned? So his guru Sansipani told, even though you don't need any education, in order to teach the humanity, you have accepted me as a teacher for you. Therefore, I will accept that status which you have given to me. And when Kuchela, his schoolmate, came after many years to meet Krishna, we all know how nicely he did Pada Puja, how nicely he embraced him, how much he loved. Without asking anything, he gave whatever the persons need. And even though he was a Ishwara of the entire world, he went as a messenger. Going as a messenger is not a white collar job. People are telling that this is menial job, this is nice job, like that, na? So it was considered as a menial job in those days, going as a messenger. Bhagavan went as a messenger. He was a shoekeeper in the Yudhishthira's Rajasuya Yaga. And he is now sitting on the chariot. Even though Jagadguru sitting on the chariot, which place? In the driver's place. So he was an ideal person. An ideal person to teach the humanity by going through all the duties of the human being, even though he happened to be Bhagavan himself. This is not only in Krishna avatara, in any avatara. In Rama avatara, if you take, Vishwamitra comes to Dasharatha asking for Rama in order to kill Tataka. So after a lot of persuasion, Dasharatha gives the Rama, sends along with Lakshmana. So Vishwamitra was just taking these two children. So on the way they had to stay somewhere else, night hours. So early morning, Vishwamitra sings a song. Till day, that song is sung by every devotee in every temple. What is that? Kausalya Supraja Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartase. Rama, hey Kausalya Supraja, source of happiness to Kausalya, get up. Purva Sandhya Pravartate, Sandhya time has come. You cannot say, I am Bhagavan, I don't need any Sandhya. Sandhya means what? Sandhya Gayatri is the prayer prescribed for every person who is born in this culture. So when Vishwamitra asked Rama to get up, Rama cannot say, I am Bhagavan, I need not do any Sandhya or Gayatri. Why? Why? Because he happened to be in human form. So Rama cannot ask, why didn't you ask when I came as a Narasimha avatara? Narasimha avatara happened only Sandhya time, evening time only it happened. So you should have come that time and they told me, hey Narasimha, stop, do Sandhya Vandanam and Gayatri, and then you can do your duty, whatever it may be, killing Hiranyakashipu. So that time rishis will tell, that time you are not a human being. That time you are not human being. Half-human being, half-animal, what Sandhya, what Gayatri can be prescribed? Sandhya and Gayatri is prescribed only for human beings. Hey Narashardula, it is told in that, Kausalya Supraja Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashardula Kartavyam Daiva Mankitam. Hey Narashardula, because you happen to be the human being, you have to perform Sandhya, you have to perform your duties. And as a model son, he was even ready to go to forest for 14 years. Even though his father was not happy with his decision, in order to keep his father's words as satya, in order to keep his father as a satya sandha, Rama took that responsibility of going to forest for 14 years. Valmiki, while describing this, he says, Rakshita Swasya Dharmasya Swajanasya Cha Rakshita. Rama is a person who has protected his own dharma, Swasya Dharmasya. Unless I protect my own dharma, where is the question now? Helping others to protect their dharma. After protecting my own dharma by going through all the problematic situations, swasya dharmasya rakshita, afterwards swajanasya dharmasya also rakshita. In order to protect the dharma, as a son of Raja, he could have crowned and he could have protected dharma. But what he told, first I will protect dharma, then I will become Raja. That was the Bhagavan's life as a good son. And being a good husband, Rama suffered a lot when Sita was taken away by Ravana. He suffered a lot. In Ramayana you will find the crying of Rama on behalf of Sita is more than the crying of Sita for the sake of Rama. Rama's cry is more mentioned. So he suffered a lot, and for that sake he had to fight with Rakshasas type of people. He had to put bridge, not ordinary bridge in the ocean, and he had to fight with the strongest man in the creation, under whom entire Devata community was slaves. So that was the condition. So entire life he lived with an idea that even though I am Bhagavan, I will live as a model human being. Atmanam Manusham Manye, he himself says in Ramayana. If you take Vamana Avatara also, Rama Avatara and Krishna Avatara happen to be in Kshatriya Dharma and Grihastha Dharma. In Vamana Avatara happened to be in Brahmana Dharma, and that too Brahmacharya Dharma. So Brahmana cannot fight. The very avatara is to, in order to tackle the Mahabali Asura. So how to tackle him? He cannot fight because he is not a Kshatriya, he was a Brahmana. And he was a Brahmachari. For a Brahmachari, what is the dharma? Bhiksha Charyam Charanti. He can beg. So he applied that dharma only. He could have killed Mahabali there itself. Instead of fighting with him and killing him, Bhagavan went as a Brahmachari and asked for bhiksha only 3 feet of land. That's all. Only 3 feet he asked. Knowingly Mahabali gave. Knowingly what? Knowingly that this is Bhagavan himself. Shukracharya told, hey, he is not ordinary Brahmachari. And he is not at all Brahmachari. He is already married. Lakshmi is there. He has come in the another form, so you cannot give this 3 feet of land. Mahabali told, whatever it may be, since I have given the word, I will give it. 1 feet, he has covered all the above lokas, another feet all the below lokas. 3rd feet, no place to measure. So Mahabali Chakravarti gave his aid, because the giver is different from the given. Mahabali Chakravarti gave the thing whatever he has possessed. As a 3rd feet, he gave his head, being the possessor of the property, he gave himself as the 3rd feet. So what all these stories mention is, even if Bhagavan comes to this world, since he is living in the society, since he is born and brought up in the particular varna and ashrama dharma, he has to follow. Therefore Arjuna, if you claim that you are a jnani, you are a purnaha, then how can these activities will disturb you? If you claim yourself as a purnaha, how can these activities disturb you? Therefore I say, karmani varte eva. You should always remain in the duties only. Then Arjuna may ask, why I follow all these duties? Loka sangrahartham, for the welfare of the world. Any avatara is for dharma sthapana. Therefore, I have to be model to the society. In spite of being perfect model, still people, ignorant people, still criticize me. Still their people are criticizing. Why Rama sent Sita to forest? You ask the victim Sita ji says, I should be his wife for next any number of janma. So she is not offended, but ignorant people, still they are criticizing Rama's action. Any thief can say, Krishna himself has stolen so many butter, so what is the harm if I steal? Krishna himself was a liar, When mother Yashoda asked, have you taken mud? He told no. Keeping mud inside the mouth, he can say no. And still he can say it is not a lie. For many people this appears to be a lie. For many it appears to be a lie. But if you go through sadhus for guidance, they will tell you it is not a lie. What Yashoda ji asked, have you taken mud? He is keeping the mud inside. Still he says no. Yashoda ji considered Krishna as her own child. Therefore, in a normal way, she asked them, have you taken mud? Bhagavan's reply is not from the standpoint of a child. Bhagavan's reply is from the standpoint of Ishvara. He says no. For that reason only, he gave a darshan. What darshan it was? Entire cosmos was inside his mouth. That is the proof for his no. What is the proof? Showing the entire cosmos inside the mouth means, I have already everything. Where is the question of taking something? In my mouth, in my stomach, entire cosmos is there. Where is the question of myself taking mud? So that was the reason. Ignorant people don't understand, even though Bhagavan happened to be a perfect model. So here Bhagavan says, imagine Arjuna, if really I would have violated the dharma, everybody will quote me only. In spite of my non-violation, people quote me as a wrong model. If I have violated, they will quote everything for their own weaknesses. If I am not a good model in the real sense, what will happen to the society? What will happen? Bhagavan says, yadi hyahanna vartyeyam jatu karmanya tandritaha mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. In the next 2-3 shlokas, Bhagavan says, if I don't follow my own dharma and set a wrong example, the whole world will perish. The whole world will perish following that wrong way of life. Yadi aham karmani na varteyam chet, if I don't remain in my swadharma, in my duties, and that too not haphazardly, atantritaha san na varteyam chet. Atantritaha means without any laziness, tirelessly, with all enthusiasm, if I don't remain in my duty, in my swadharma, then what will happen? Mama vartma anuvartante manushyaha. All people will follow my wrong example. Jatu anuvartante. Jatu means always, they always follow me. Follow me what? Not in good example, only bad examples they will follow. Sarvashaha anuvartante, by all means they will try to justify their wrong actions quoting me. Because general people who are full of weaknesses are prone to quote some great people for their justification of weakness. Like Krishna himself told lie, so why can't I tell lie? Krishna himself married so many women, why can't I have second marriage? They will quote. Krishna lifted a Govardhana, that you do first. Afterwards you can marry as you like. So, lifting Govardhana they will not quote. Only all these negative things only they will quote. Not only that, people in general are sheepish, devoid of thinking capacity. People don't have original thinking capacity. They follow the famous people, influential people, sheepishly. That we know, because that is the reason every actor, actress and sportsman become the brand ambassador of a toothpaste. So many other things are there, na? Why they don't put you and me? Nobody will purchase the product. Nobody will purchase their product. So they say, in our parampara, there is a story, there is a sloka also, to convey the idea of sheepishness. What happened? A Brahmana went to Rameshwar. So he was having one kamandalu. He wanted to have a samudra snana. He wanted to take bath in the ocean. So he thought, if I go along with this kamandalu, that will be a hindrance for my samudra snana. So somehow, somewhere else, I will keep this kamandalu and go for bath, and I will come back and take. So what he did, where to keep, because everywhere ocean sand is there, no place to keep that. So he thought, I will dig mud, put the kamandalu and close it, then we will come back, I can take back. Suddenly thought came, everywhere sand is there, which place I have kept this kamandalu I may forget. So let me have a linga, that is Shivalinga, as an indication that under the Shivalinga, kamandalu is there like that, as an indication. So he did a Shivalinga and went. From far distance, another person was coming for Samudra Snana. He saw, oh, this Brahmin is creating Shivalinga. So it may be a culture, it may be a tradition. Before Samudra Snana, we have to create one Shivalinga, then worship, then go for Samudra Snana. So he came and created another Shivalinga, then went for Samudra Snana. Third person followed, fourth person followed, fifth person followed. By the time when the Brahmana came back to the seashore, he saw everywhere Shivalinga. Everywhere Shivalinga. The Brahmin thought, nobody will destroy Shivalinga. So the Shivalinga will serve as an indication where my kamandalu is kept. But people thought, Shivalinga should be made. And it is a tradition. Even Rama did it. That's why, for all our foolish actions, we try to bring the scripture also as the evidence. This is called devil quoting the scriptures. So they thought it is a tradition because it was done by even Sri Ramachandra. So the Brahmana came back. Ultimately he lost his kamandalu. Where to find? Everywhere Shivalinga is there. Where to find? So he was a poet also. He gave a beautiful verse. What is that? Gatanugatiko lokaha na lokah paramarthikaha seto saikata lingena nashtamme tamra bhajanam. This world is a so foolish world. Gatanuko gatiko lokaha. It doesn't have any thinking capacity. Just because I did Shivalinga, everybody started doing Shivalinga without having any motive, without any usefulness. Na lokaha paramahatika, it doesn't have any thinking capacity. Because of this foolishness of the entire people, what is the loss for me? My tamravajanam gataha. My kamandalu is lost. Therefore Arjuna, even if you are not going to have any benefit by following dharma, because jnani is not going to have any benefit following dharma, because he has already reached in such a state that he has become everything. There is nothing other than himself, so that he can have in future by doing something. So even if a jnani doesn't have any benefit by following dharma, still Arjuna, you have to perform your duties enthusiastically and sincerely. Why? You have to keep in mind that loka sangraham, welfare of the universe, is the most important thing. Welfare of the universe means welfare of the society. You being a sreshta purushaha, you have to help the society to get away from the sensory indulgence. Shankaracharya writes commentary to this shloka ide, a jnani should perform all types of tapasya, puja, dhyana, japa, not for his sake, for the sake of others. Because already the humanity is totally indulged in, submerged in the sensory pressures. No time for any spiritual practice. Once in a while, if they come to ashrama, if they find in ashrama also swamis are busy with internet and computer, this, that, so they will think, oh, everywhere same story. Everywhere same story. So you cannot be a wrong model. If the society doesn't have good model. If the society doesn't have any Shrestha Purushaha to follow, then all types of selfish people, ignorant people, money-minded people, irresponsible people will become the model for the society. That's what now happens. All will try to imitate this type of lower cadre people, lower cadre in the morality, in spirituality, like our cinema artists, sportsmen, politicians. You cannot touch anyone. But still, people are all the time engaged with this type of ideas. Whatever so and so person does, if he has a spike hairstyle, spike hairstyle, you know, it will be like cone. Nowadays, young boys have it. And one ring, that is beautiful still. Then torn it. They consider it as a fashion. Why? Because here there is no model, there is no good model in the society. Since you have not provided guidance to the society by your responsible and matured lifestyle, hey Arjuna, you will be the cause of destruction of the whole world. It's a great warning. Now the question may come, how can a Shrestha be responsible for the destruction of the society? He has not told anyone you follow adharma or something. He has not told. He also not indulging in any adharma. Because for him there is no question of adharma at all. Whatever he does happen to be the dharma only, within the limits of dharma only. So how can he be the cause of destruction of the society? Bhagavan says, utsi deyuri me loka na kurya karma chetaham sankarasya chakartasya upahanyami mahaprajaha. It's a beautiful analysis. Aham karma na kuryam chet, if I don't do my duty, ime loka utsi deyu. Utsi deyu means it will perish. Ime lokaha, these lokaha means not world. Generally you will read in the translations, the world will perish. The world perish nice only, na brother. World is there were only problem. World perish is nice only. World here, loka means not world. Lokaha means people, prajaha. Ime prajaha utti dehu. These people will be destroyed. What is the connection between non-performance of Bhagavan's duty and the destruction of the people? What is the connection between non-performance of duty by a Shrestha Purusha and the destruction of the people? What is the connection? Here the answer is, people will destroy themselves by not performing their dharma. If they see a great person doesn't do any work, doesn't do a proper duties, then they will follow him. So they will indulge in adharma and live a life of raga dvesha. Bhagavan says, they will quote me. Quoting me, they will also not perform panchamaha yajna. I don't need any panchamaha yajna. A jnani doesn't need any panchamaha yajna. Being avatara, I don't need panchamaha yajna. But still, the person needs it. He will not perform it because it is a klesha dharam. Early morning getting up becomes a tapasya nowadays. 5 o'clock getting up is a tapasya for many people. There are so many youngsters who have not seen the sunrise at all last 10 years. That type of condition, so they will quote me also. So panchamaha yajna is very very important for a grihastha. These people, in order to justify their weakness, they will quote me. Any violation will have consequence. That consequence may not be perceived immediately. You may not be able to perceive the consequence of any violation. Say for example, there is a healthy rules in order to keep our body in a healthy way. As even you put so much calories should be exhausted. Either you exhaust in work or you work out and exhaust. Work out means what? Exercise. Suppose if you don't follow that habit, it is a violation with regard to the physical health. What happens? Within one day nobody is going to die. Just because somebody ate some 100 rasagulla, within one day he will not die. But if he continues it, one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, then after 1 month, doctor will tell, stop all rasagulla, take one dog, either you drag it or you allow yourself to drag by the dog as a morning walk or evening walk. So any violation will have consequence, but you may not be able to perceive it immediately. One person cuts the tree, then seeing him, another person cuts the tree. Within few years, entire city becomes concrete forest, not tree forest. Now becomes concrete forest everywhere, only building, building, building. And we were using fertilizers made up of chemicals. When it was introduced in this country, lot of praising. Oh, so many results come, these are all farmers now. That time I was a young boy. So I used to wonder why so much of praising they are doing, because they wanted to push whatever is prohibited in the other land. So endosulfan, now entire world is afraid of this endosulfan chemical. And it is the most used fertilizer in the agriculture sector. They did not know what will be the side effect of that, what will be the consequence of that particular chemical. Now they found it may destroy the entire humanity if it is allowed to persist. So now it is banned in international community. In India, they asked 10 years time to remove this endosulfan from the usage. That way, if violation of physical laws can bring destruction at the physical level, certainly violation of moral laws will bring moral destruction. If the violation brings destruction at the physical level, same violation at the moral level will bring moral destruction. A society cannot exist without moral laws. When there is no morality in the life of the people, there is no spirituality also. Without morality, there is no possibility of spirituality also. So moral decay leads to spiritual destruction. That's why in the Upanishad it is told, dharmo vishvasya jagata pratishta. Entire creation stands on dharma. If anyone violates, the consequence may not be seen, may not be perceptible immediately, but destruction is inevitable. So here Bhagavan says, I claim myself as an avatara. What is the definition for avatara? Why avatara come? Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He is going to tell. For the sake of establishing dharma only, after coming here to establish dharma, how can I violate that dharma? I cannot be the cause of moral destruction. I cannot be the cause of spiritual destruction. If I violate, then what happens? Aham sankarasya chakarta syam. I will be the cause of that confusion with regard to dharma dharma. So now entire humanity suffers with regard to one thing only. They are not able to find out what is the last word with regard to moral values. Whose word should be accepted? In the olden days, in our Vedic culture, Veda's words were the last word. If Veda says don't do this, nobody will do. If Veda says do this, everybody will do. In other communities, it may be a person, a prophet's words or somebody's words. Now, who has that capacity to control the thinking process of the world? So now humanity starts asking, what is the harm if I lose chastity before marriage? Before marriage, if I lose my brahmacharya, what is the harm? Anyhow, I am going to lose it after marriage. People ask, what do you reply? You cannot reply, no, 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 Shastra, it is prohibited. Who cares for your Shastra? So and so Rishi told, like this, you should not do that. Who cares for that Rishi? Who cares for that particular individual? So now entire humanity is in confusion. The scale through which the entire society is governed, that scale itself is now shifting. Whose words happen to be the last? This is called Sankaraha. Confusion. Confusion with regard to what? With regard to right and wrong. who will determine what is right, what is wrong? If you don't declare the asset here, your bank balance, it is wrong. But in Switzerland, if you declare, it is wrong. Understand? So there are some universal principles which applies to the entire humanity, irrespective of religion or land. Those principles are not followed. What are they? We all know that five principles: Satyam, Ahimsa, Brahmacharya, Asteya, Aparigraha. Since I don't want anybody to lie towards me, I should not lie. Since I don't want anybody to harm to me, I should not harm others. Since I don't want anybody to grab my wealth, I should not grab others' wealth. So these are all universal principles, and these principles also are put in the changing principles. There are changing principles, there are eternal principles. Changing principles mean having one wife or two wives. It depends upon the community. If you have capacity, you can have. Having one child or two child or 10 children, you can have. These are all changing, but there is eternal principle in the form of Yama and Niyama. Those principles also are put in that category. That is now cause of all confusion. Who is the last word? Whose words are the last word in order to determine which is right and wrong? How it came? One person violated, second person followed, third person followed. Just 30, 40 years or 100 years, everything is in question mark. When something is in question mark, you cannot decide, you know. You cannot decide. He says this, he says that, he says that. Sannyasi says Brahmacharya is very, very important. Media says it is very, very casual, you can go for it. Live in relationship, you can be. You can have dating with your college students. Sannyasi says don't tell lie. Outside society says without lying, life is not possible. Others will cheat you. You will be a curd rice. Curd rice means what? Anybody can handle. Tair sadam in Tamil they say. Tair sadam. Good for nothing. Good for nothing is called tair sadam. Sadhu say, Shastra say, don't cheat, don't have drink. Now society say, these are all common. Don't be in middle age. These are all middle age idea. What middle age? So whom to follow now? Society, especially younger generation, has this problem. Therefore Bhagavan says, if I violate in my personal life, if I violate dharma, I will be the cause of confusion. Aham sankarasya cha kartasyam imah prajaha upahanyam. I will be the cause of their destruction, their moral destruction, their spiritual destruction. I will be the cause. In what way? By projecting myself as a wrong model, by being a wrong model and by causing confusion with regard to dharma and adharma, I will be the cause of their destruction. Once you create confusion with regard to dharma and adharma, once you consider dharma as adharma and adharma as dharma, then your life is destroyed. That's what happening, isn't it? Younger generation finds the things what are all prohibited, it finds, no, now we want to be free. Suppose institution says you should have a proper dress code. Proper dress code is for what? Decency, to keep the dignity of the person intact. Now students say, oh no, 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 up to 10th standard we are all having school uniform, now still again same sort of restriction. So dharma is considered as adharma, and adharma is considered as dharma. A student taking liquor is completely adharma, 100% adharma. A student goes for liquor shop, but the student says, now I am already 16, I am eligible for it. Legally, I am eligible. Because law has given some concession, legally, after 16, legally I am eligible for it. That is the condition. Once a person considers dharma as adharma and adharma as dharma, then his life is totally destroyed. And a Shrestha Purusha, who happened to be the scale for the social behavior or the society's peace and happiness, he should not shake his scale. He should follow dharma at any cost. Therefore, the conclusion of this whole argument is, Arjuna, if you consider yourself as an ignorant person, perform all your duties with all shraddha as a worship to the Lord, so that you will get purity of mind. Ultimately, you will get Atma Jnanam and be free from samsara. If you consider yourself as a Jnani, then also you have to perform all your prescribed duties according to your Varna and Ashrama, according to the life situation and life status. You have to perform all your duties for the sake of Loka Sangraham. In the first chapter, Arjuna told, if I fight this war, I will be the cause of destruction. I don't know whether you remember that argument or not. He gave a big lecture to Krishna. If I fight, so all the men will be destroyed. If men are destroyed in the society, ladies will be without protectors. Therefore, the few people who are living in the society may misuse them. Therefore, Kula Sankara will happen. Therefore, children will be this way, that way. So like that, lot of problems will come. My fighting will be the cause of the destruction of the entire society, Arjuna told him. Here Bhagavan says, if you don't fight, then only it will destroy the society. Arjuna said, if I fight, society will be destroyed. Bhagavan says, if you don't fight, society will be destroyed. Same parameter they keep, but conclusion differs. This is the difference between a wise man and ignorant man. Same parameters, fighting, dharma yuddha is the parameter. One person concludes, by this action, I am going to cause disturbance to the society, destruction to the society. Bhagavan says, avoidance of this action will cause the destruction. Therefore, Arjuna, you have to perform your duty, which happened to be at this present moment a dharma yuddha. If you avoid performing it anyway, as escapist or as jnani, in both ways, you cannot avoid. If you avoid performance of these duties, you will be the cause of destruction. Take me as an example. In spite of my Purnatvam, in spite of my Jagat Gurutvam, in spite of my Ishwaratvam, lordship over the entire creation, still I am driver, your driver. I am your driver. And now you are calling me as Guru, but you are putting me in driver seat only. You are not giving up your master seat. You are not allowing me to sit there. Why? Because I enjoy, I relish that duty. Being a jnani, I consider that a play in a particular drama for the sake of dharma sthapanam. More details you will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.